And I don't have any more specific questions. I think everything that I had asked you about, you know, what people can do, but so basically you said to that they could contact their congressperson or their senators or their representatives to just to tell them that they want to support this, no?
Yeah, that would certainly does help, you know. The more people you get going and saying that they support, you know, our efforts and what we're trying to do, you know. Some people will never, ever, maybe never, ever even taste buffalo, but just the thought that you know, these Native Americans over here are trying to improve their quality of life, you know. Hopefully, you know, that's enough for them, you know. And, you know, that's all we're trying to do, you know, is improve our quality of life, because so for so many years, a lot of these reservations in this country have existed like third world countries in the richest country in the world. So
talking about, I know for a while they were, I don't know if it was up in Yellowstone, but there was a herd of buffalo that they were going to try to that they were killing, or that they were going to kill them because there was a disease, like a scare of a disease, and I don't know if that, I don't know if you know anything about that or.
Yeah, we're well aware of that, and the Intertribal Bison Cooperative has been one of the key players in trying to come up with alternatives to what's happening there, and the disease you're talking about is brucellosis. Brucella abortus is the scientific name for it.
And did it come from the bison, or was it passed on it from a cow?
It was introduced from Europe into this country through cattle. And now it's in wildlife also. It's in elk, deer, and it can affect just about all the ungulates, you know. But anyway, there is brucellosis in Yellowstone National Park, and there are, you know, there's a percentage of bison that do have brucellosis, and it's not a fatal disease, and it can be spread, you know, but not like some of the other diseases like foot and mouth disease, which is really highly contagious, you know. But what it does is it causes third trimester abortions in ungulates, which is cattle, bison, deer, elk. You know, normally what happens in the animal is, you know, it's the young mothers that abort their first or maybe even their second calf. But normally after that they go on to live, you know, full reproductive lives. And it's mostly stays in the reproductive organs, this brucellosis. So it's not really fatal other than to the fetus of the animal, you know, the young unborn animals. But, you know, it does impact the cattle industry.
Right, it is something...
And that's the big issue, you know, and it's almost become a political disease, you know, where we've got different states, they don't want these animals wandering across the state lines, you know, you know, the Park Service has certain regulations, you know, that they have to follow. And so, you know, there again, you know, these animals are not all infected with brucellosis, but they're moving off of out of the park and looking for a winter range to go to where they can find forage. But there's states like Montana that are saying, well, you know, we don't want them in crossing over our state line. So, you know, we're going to kill them all. Once they come across the state line, we're going to kill them all. You know, whether they're infected with brucellosis or not.
Who is it? Is it the USDA? Is it the Forest Service? Who is it that's saying that? Who is deciding that they're going to do that? I mean, because it sounds like it's to protect the cattle industry and that it's for no other reason. But who is making the actual
Well, right now it's the states, because Yellowstone National Park, sits up in the northwest corner of Wyoming there, and it's has Montana on one side and Idaho on the other side. And so, the states say, well, as soon as they cross the state line, that's we don't we know we're a brucellosis-free state. We don't want any brucellosis in our state. So it's the state that's coming in and actually doing that. I mean, USDA and APHIS, they're supposedly trying to work on alternatives for, these the slaughter of them. And developing a way to of rounding up these animals that do leave the Yellowstone National Park and putting them into quarantine facilities and testing them. And that was something that the Intertribal Bison Cooperative brought to the table, was that very idea of rounding them up, putting them into quarantine facilities and testing them. And then the ones that do eventually test negative for brucellosis after a series of tests and after holding them for up to a couple of years, they would be available for tribes to build their herds with. Genetic diversity is something that we're always trying to keep going in our herds, and those bison that are in Yellowstone National Park are the purest, are pure bison. There's no cattle genes at all in them. And so that's another reason why a lot of tribes would like to be able to get some of those animals from there. But as long as there's brucellosis and the various government agencies are saying that there's brucellosis in these animals, they're not going to allow them to be shipped out to different states, and a lot of states aren't going to want them coming in either. So, that's but there again, we have the hunting industry in this country, and elk have brucellosis in them too, but they're not restricting the movement of the elk herds. They're still crossing the state lines. And if they did restrict that, then we would see states losing a lot of revenue from selling elk permits.
What's the argument justifying that?
The elk?
Yeah, that the elk, they won't, they're not going to hurt the elk.
Well,
But
that
they'll
they well, there again, it's it's what we call that political disease. Elk mingle with cattle more than bison mingle with cattle. And there really has never been any cases recorded where bison have passed brucellosis on to cattle. And there again, it was brought in by cattle. So, I mean, it gets kind of confusing there. But there again, the revenue that is brought in by the elk hunters, I mean, you're looking at things from permits to ammunition to camouflage clothing to everything that's involved in hunting, Well, you're not going to see these states, cut that out, because, they'd lose, huge amounts of money. But, right now, there's not elk, I mean, there's not bison, running, all through the forest like there is around here, So, and there again, they tend to wander into, the open areas where maybe there's, cattle grazed in certain areas, and so, but it just all goes back to the fact that nobody has ever really documented any cases that I know of, where bison have passed brucellosis on cattle.
Do you think that this could happen in New Mexico, where the cat like there's more cattle industry in the south, no, and closer to Texas? Do you think that they could ever say, the I mean, not that there are a lot of bison wandering, but I guess it wouldn't really work in New Mexico, huh? Because there are no real herds.
No wild herds. No, the state did away with the only wild herd they had, and back about, it's been about maybe about 10 years ago now.
How did they do it? What did they?
Well, they just disbanded the herd that was over at Fort Wingate. They had a herd of wild bison over there, and they just rounded them up and dispersed them, sold some hunts, and just got rid of it. They didn't want to. State didn't want to deal with it. They said they were too much trouble. So that kind of tells you what the state's
Policy is. It's crazy. We want to put fences on everything, no? We just want to contain everything, or at least the government does, I guess.
And so, and it's too bad, We would like to see, wild herds of bison, but they just say they're too hard to control. We don't want to see them controlled. That's the whole thing. We don't want to see them controlled. We want to see them wild. I think that we owe that species that much after what's been done to them. There's a lot of diseases that to be concerned about, and probably the number one disease is foot and mouth disease. It devastated the beef industry over in Europe. We all saw that. And that's one of the most highly contagious diseases in the world. I think that it's been more time being concerned about that. I mean, we have naturally occurring diseases like anthrax, that are there. It's there. There's places in Texas, there's anthrax, and it occurs naturally, and so. But I think that they could concern themselves with some other, more highly contagious diseases than brucellosis. And like I said, it's just a political disease, is what it is.
I think I've that covers a good amount. I don't know if you have anything else you want to talk about, then you're welcome to say it.
No, other than, just try and, get people to realize that, these animals have a right to this earth too, just the same as all the other species that the Creator put on this earth. So, just support the bison, and our bison projects, and what we're trying to do. A lot of us tribes that are trying to reintroduce them to our tribal lands, and promote the health issues. That's all I guess we can really ask for, is just to support us in those ways. And you can also make a charitable donation money never,
Never hurts.
Never hurts.
I know. Well, thank you very much for doing this interview.
Okay.